Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Right now, we are connecting with Justin Hutton this afternoon on Spectrum. Justin, welcome to Radio Pulpit, and how are you?
Good afternoon, Paul. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you very much.
Good to have you. So, Justin, let's get into it. Employers can dismiss their employees for COVID-19 related conduct. Does this refer to someone who has tested positive, or regardless of your status at the time, an employer has a right to dismiss you outside of work, with your conduct?
So I think what we need to start with is the very beginning.
Okay.
So as we know, employers are obliged in terms of occupational health and safety to ensure a safe and healthy working environment.
All right.
And the converse of that is that employees need to ensure that they also then comply with any regulations and make sure that they do their part in ensuring that.
Okay.
So, and, you know, generally speaking, if an employee commits misconduct, the general rule is that they may only be disciplined during working hours, but then there are certain incidents where after-hours misconduct then would put them in the line of fire. So if I do something that has the potential to materially impact my employment relationship with my employer and could affect its operations and its efficiencies, then they can take disciplinary action against me after-hours misconduct. And if we take that further, and as we know, there are mandatory guidelines set up by national governments in terms of the current COVID pandemic. So I need to wear a mask. I need to make sure I sanitize. I need to make sure I social distance.
Mm-hmm.
And say now I go out to a party and I take a viral video. I post it on Facebook and you see how I'm not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I am basically not adhering to social guidelines or social distancing.
Okay.
And I've basically exposed myself. I've acted in a reckless manner.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be exposing fellow colleagues when I come to work being infected. And also what's going to happen is, as we know, a lot of social media profiles have where you work placed on your profile.
Yeah, true.
And that kind of behavior could be attributed to my employer and affect their reputation. They'd be able to take a reaction against me. It's very similar to instances such as Penny Sparrow and Adam Cassavella, where they've done things after hours in their personal capacity, but affected the employer to such an extent that they've had to take disciplinary action.
Sure. So does this disciplinary action, can it go to an extent of someone losing their job in terms of their COVID-19 conduct outside of the workplace?
100%, especially if someone acts recklessly. So say now I know that I am infected and I don't disclose this, I don't do the proper screening, and then I go to work, I expose people, they become infected, and then we have to shut down operations, do a deep clean. People have to go home and basically self-isolate. And if they're not able to work from home, they lose out on their remuneration for that time. Then it's so reckless, so serious, that it would, in those circumstances, actually justify a dismissal.
But in terms of disciplinary measures that the company can take in terms of dealing with someone who has done that, what sort of disciplinary measures can be taken?
So I think what we need to make sure of in the first place is there needs to be a proper policy and procedure in place relating to the pandemic in the workplace.
Yeah.
Employees need to be advised of what constitutes misconduct. They need to be aware of it, because the Labor Relations Act and the Codes of Good Practice say, or state, when it comes to substantive things, now the reason for dismissal is that there must be a rule in place and the employee must be aware. So generally speaking, you need to allow or let employees know what is expected of them and what will be the consequences. Now, I would say that each matter needs to be dealt with on its own merits, on its own circumstances. And if I get to work and I leave my mask in the car and I walk through to the office and I'm not wearing my mask, as a sort of simple, you know, it's just slipped my mind.
Okay.
It's not as serious as me coming to work, knowing that I'm infected, and then not saying anything to anyone and been exposing them. So in the first example that I gave, probably be more appropriate to give a warning, for instance. But in the second example, it would probably be more appropriate to dismiss, given the serious consequences that might have.
Because I'm wondering, in a case of someone who has tested positive but doesn't let the employer know, and you know, for some reason the employer ends up knowing that this person is positive, but they keep behaving like they, you know, they've not tested positive. Yeah, and putting other people at risk. So sure. What about that kind of a scenario?
Look, I would even go as far as to say that, you know, it could amount to a criminal offense, and someone could probably be prosecuted criminally for that.
Sure.
I mean, we've had instances in the past where people have knowingly exposed people to HIV and have been successfully prosecuted.
But I think, Justin, it's a serious thing, but I think it's that matter of a lot of employees, we probably are not aware, we are not aware that outside the workplace, we still represent the company as a brand. And I think that's where, you know, a lot of people think once they are outside the workplace, it doesn't matter anymore.
Correct. That's absolutely 100% correct.
Sure.
So, you know, we need to understand that sometimes our behavior outside of work has negative consequences for the employer, and then it would force them to then take disciplinary action, which might ultimately end up in dismissal.
Sure. So, Justin, for people who would like to, or companies or businesses or bosses who would like to know more about this or regarding this, where can they get more info, or what are the reliable sites they can visit, or how can they get hold of you then if someone needs to get to know more regarding this and stuff?
Absolutely. So if you need to find us, you can find us on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and then also on the web. It is Strategy Labor Solutions.
Okay.
Strata-G Labor Solutions.
Okay. So it's Strata-G Labor Solutions.
Correct.
Okay. Justin, thank you so much for availing yourself to speak to us regarding this. We really do appreciate it.
My absolute pleasure, and Paul, thank you very much once again.
Thank you so much. Family, that was Justin Hutton this afternoon speaking about that an employer has a right to dismiss an employee for COVID-19 related conduct outside the workspace. You know, like for example, for someone who knows that they've tested positive for COVID-19, but also still behaving like they are not positive and putting other people at risk and chances of infecting them. And if you need to know more about this, follow them. They are Strata G Labor Solutions. Strata is STRATAG Labor Solutions. So do follow them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and get to know more about this, especially if you are you have a company or you have people who submit under you, you're an employer, and you need to start working on your COVID-19, you know, workplace document, whatever they call it, so that also your employees know what is it that they need to do, what to do, how to behave, especially outside the workplace. So you get Justin on Strata G Labor Solutions. So do follow them and get to know more information, and they will also guide you and help you in terms of what to do, what not to do, and what you can just to make sure that you have a working environment that accommodates all these COVID-19, all these things, you know, in terms of screening, sanitizing, wearing a mask, and keeping a social distance.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200. 657 AM, your daily companion. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.